I summon all honest men, all patriotic, all forward-looking men to my side. I will not fail them, if they will but counsel and sustain me. But he warned elsewhere, if you are not a progressive, you better look out. Without the sorts of mandates or national emergencies other liberal presidents enjoyed, Wilson's considerable legislative success is largely attributable to intense party discipline. In an unprecedented move, he kept Congress in continual session for a year and a half, something even Lincoln hadn't done during the Civil War. Sounding every bit the Crowleyite, he converted almost completely to the new nationalism he had recently denounced, claiming he wanted no antagonism between business and government. In terms of domestic policy, Wilson was successful in winning the support of progressives in all parties, but he failed to win over Roosevelt's followers when it came to foreign policy. Despite imperialist excursions throughout the Americas, Wilson was deemed too soft. Senator Albert Beveridge, who had led the progressives to their greatest legislative successes in the Senate, denounced Wilson for refusing to send troops to defend American interests in China or install a strongman in Mexico. Increasingly, the core of the Progressive Party became almost entirely devoted to preparedness, shorthand for a big military buildup and imperial assertiveness. The outbreak of war in 1914 distracted Wilson and the country from domestic concerns. It also proved a boon to the American economy, cutting off the flow of cheap immigrant labor and increasing the demand for American exports. Something to keep in mind the next time someone tells you that the Wilson era proves progressive policies and prosperity go hand in hand. Despite Wilson's promise to keep us out of it, America entered the war in 1917. In hindsight, this was probably a misguided, albeit foregone, intervention. But the complaint that the war wasn't in America's interests misses the point. Wilson boasted as much time and again. "There is not a single selfish element, so far as I can see, in the cause we are fighting for," he declared. Wilson was a humble servant of the Lord, and therefore selfishness could not enter into it. Even for ostensibly secular progressives, the war served as a divine call to arms. They were desperate to get their hands on the levers of power and use the war to reshape society. The capital was so thick with would-be social engineers during the war that, as one writer observed, the Cosmos Club was little better than a faculty meeting of all the universities. Progressive businessmen were just as eager, opting to work for the president for next to nothing, hence the phrase dollar-a-year men. Of course, they were compensated in other ways, as we shall see.